So recollect the perfectly self-awakened Buddha, the Dhamma and the Sangha. So these objects of purity. So with our generosity, the wealth that we manage to gain in order to give offerings, we only come about or can find that through difficulty. So especially these days with there being this kind of crisis, oil problems. But as us Buddhists, people who have faith, that we have the faith to be able to give. And so that's true for Buddhists all over the world. So whether in Thailand or overseas, those from Singapore, Malaysia, Sri Lanka, America, Europe, Switzerland. So we've all come to help support the Buddhasasana, help each other to make these offerings of the four requisites, which allow for the Buddhist religion to be able to survive and stay on. And so it's through this faith that we have come together. And it's through faith that it's like we're all flowing in the same stream, and that we have this power, this energy of faith, which then leads us. And so through this faith, we're able to do acts of goodness. And it's easy for us to be generous then. And we are generous through wisdom as well. So when we have wealth, then we share that, and share that for the sake of goodness in the Buddhasasana, or helping all people who are going through a hard time, whether that's offering health care to people or giving funds for students to study. So these are all acts of generosity, all acts of selfless giving that we do. But that goodness that we create, that's something that resides within our own hearts. When we do that, we have these material things that we give. And we give towards these symbols as well, these objects of recollection of merit and goodness, such as jetties, stupas, and of Buddha images as well. And so this jetty contains 28 Buddha images. And these are objects of recollection of the great goodness and the great wisdom, compassion, and purity of all of these perfectly self-awakened Buddhas, all 28 of them. And so we then recollect the good qualities of all of these Buddhas. And there are so many of them. And we use that as a means of meditation, a meditation object, what we call Buddha Anusati, the recollection of the Buddhas. So we use this Buddha Anusati Kamatana. And when we do that, then there's a brightness and an aura that appears from our hearts. Because all of the Buddhas, they had these physical bodies that had a multicolored aura emitted from them as well. And there was also an aura of the mind too. So when we recollect the goodness of the Buddhas, then our hearts too gain this brightness. So there's happiness, there's peace, and the heart becomes more beautiful. And that's true for our bodies as well, that there's a radiance to them, that the people who make offerings and who recollect the Buddhas like this, they smile very easily, they're joyful. And that's due to the peace that our hearts have, recollecting the Buddhas and also the goodness of our acts of generosity. And so these are acts of merit. And this is something which all of us are able to do and have done. Whether we have a lot of wealth or just a little wealth, we see that merit is something which is important. That through this generosity, we sacrifice or relinquish the greed from our hearts. Any greed which wishes to possess the wealth of others, we expel that from our hearts. And we see that these days that's causing so much problems. This greed, wanting the wealth of others, it's the cause of war, the cause of there being a lack of peace and chaos all over the world. So as Buddhists, we have this quality of generosity, and so we aren't greedy, and the heart becomes light. Because we see that this greed, it's a very heavy form of bad karma, and so it makes the heart heavy as well. But if we selflessly give what we have, then this brings a lightness to the heart. It brings an inner contentment. And as we do that frequently, the heart fills up more and more with happiness. And so when we do this as a frequent thing, then even though we may not give a lot each time, but still the heart can fill up with peace and happiness. This is the arising of merit, the arising of skillfulness. And this is the heart which is being cultivated. Because when we give in a way in which we don't wish for anything in return. So this brings about a cleanliness and a purity of heart through this practice. So therefore we see that we have the faith to be able to come here, some people from close by, some people from very far away, and the faith to join in this offering of the 28 Buddha images, which are representatives of the 28 Buddhas. So we have that faith. And so we all then, and we also can see the painting of the life of the Buddha around the inside of the Chedi. And this was painted by a Sri Lankan man. And so many of my disciples, whether monastic or lay people, those with skills and abilities have come together to help out with this. And it really wasn't easy for this painting to come about, that we sent the example images to an artist in Sri Lanka who then painted them for us. But initially we didn't know who to find for this, but through the help of Prabhat, of my Sri Lankan disciples, he was able to find a very skilled artist who was able to paint the whole life story of the Buddha until its completion. And it took many years for that to happen. And so we can see this then in the Chedi, that it brings a beauty to the structure. And it's painted in a very beautiful way, with both a combination of Indian and Sri Lankan styles. So the painter who did this, he has passed away already. So we can see that this painting that he has created, it's unique in this world. There's just one of them. And it's still in Sri Lanka, the genuine copy that he did. And when the Chedi is completed, then we'll bring over that original painting to install in the Chedi. So we see that this requires many people who have knowledge, who have abilities, to come together to help out build monasteries for the Buddhasasana, to build jetties. But that which is really important is our practice of meditation and our sila, our virtue as well. So when we have this generosity already, we then need to increase our goodness through sila, through virtue, keeping the 5 precepts or the 8 precepts. And so sometimes lay women have a lot of faith, and they can keep the 5 precepts, 8 precepts, even the 10 precepts. And even though they may just be wearing so white cloth, but the heart is very sincere and firm. And there are many males who just can't keep up with them, and they're not able to compete with that degree of firmness and sincerity and faith. But they have this great genuine focus and wanting to come to ordain. Even though externally their lives may be very complete already, have everything that they need, but still they're willing to give all that up in order to come and ordain and practice as a Meji. And so perhaps there may be a wish to ordain as a bhikkhuni, but I've recommended that really being a Meji, it's just the same. So there are many who have this kind of sincerity. Meji from Latvia and from Norway, from many different countries, have this intention, this focus, this sincerity of heart to come to practice and to meditate. And that comes from seeing that the heart is the most important thing. And this heart, it doesn't have a gender. It's not male or female. And sometimes there are also groups that gather together to practice as well. So many countries can have their own groups of practitioners who have this great sincerity too. And this is something worthy of rejoicing in. So in Switzerland, for example, there's the Rigi group who practice on the Rigi mountain. And they're very focused on their practice, really give it all they have. And they can stay up the whole night meditating, go without sleeping, be chanting all night, meditating all night. And that's through this focused heart, this sincere heart. And even though they are lay people who have other duties to do, but they can really set themselves on meditating like this. And so in this case then, perhaps if they were males, they'd be able to ordain already, or many of them would have, but because they still have many duties in their life, then they practice and they also fulfill their duties too. So this too is something very worth rejoicing in. And also for the monks who have gathered, because it's very difficult to find this, that we've got 100 monks who have come together to rejoice in the merits of the lay people who have helped to construct this jetty here at Wat Mapchan. The monks who have come all around Thailand, from all around Thailand, and also from overseas too. And they've come to share their joy. So this too is something worth rejoicing in, because to just find one person who is willing to ordain is something which is not easy. You really have to give up everything to be able to do that for the sake of seeing that there is no genuine self. And one day when the mind gathers together, the samadhi gathers together, and wisdom begins to emerge, we can see that there really is no genuine self. that this body is just a collection of atoms which have come together. It's really just anicca, dukkha, anatta, something of the nature to constantly be changing, be stressful and not self. And so this is the goal of our practice, of us having these qualities of generosity and virtue and meditation. It's for the sake of the arising of wisdom and for freedom from this world in order to enter Lokuttara, this transcendence abiding above the world. And so the heart is set on this then, set on entering into Buddha, this nature of awakening. So may all of you set your hearts on this.